This podcast is brought to you today by Eden Pure's World War II coin collection. Save this weekend with code word Howie. If you buy two, you save $40. To order, go to EdenPure.com and click on the Howie box.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You were asked point blank to denounce white supremacy.
Dude, again with this? What's your problem?
You've done this to
me
and everybody.
Why does it seem like...
I denounce white supremacy, okay?
You did 2 days later.
I denounced white supremacy for years.
It feels sometimes you're hesitant to do so, like you
hesitant.
Wait a beat.
Here we go again. Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
But President Trump says things like inject bleach in your arm and that's going to work. I mean, he's actually said these things.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
But what I will do, I'll go back to being a professor.
A lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Tell the Boilermakers overwhelmingly endorse me, okay? So the Boilermakers unions endorse me.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
I'm a lousy candidate. And I didn't do a good job.
The lie detector test determined you're telling the truth.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We have another batch of emails. We believe they also came from Hunter Biden's laptop. A Burisma executive emailed Hunter Biden. The purpose of the email is to, quote, be on the same page about our final goals. Days later, Joe Biden flew to Ukraine and did exactly what his son wanted.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Pop gets 50% of the money, and don't you forget it. 844-500, and that's not, and Pop is not to be confused with Grand Pop, whom Joe Biden referred to last night, and nor is he to be confused with Corn Pop, who was the guy with the rusty razor blades in back in Wilmington, Delaware, at the pool back in the day. A lot of pops going around.
Whole lot of popping going on.
Pop goes the weasel. The woman who kept nodding behind Donald Trump last night in Miami at the town hall is Myra Jolly, or Jolie. She's a Dominican American woman, and she ran for Congress once. She was in beauty pageants, and she says, I'm not looking to run because I need a paycheck like Donald Trump. I'm not looking to run because I need fame like Donald Trump. I'm running because I need this country to succeed like Donald Trump. I don't drink. She's from Coral Gables.
She was awesome.
Yeah. And she's really going like this. She's really being doxxed big time today. Unhinged South Carolina elections chairman resigns after he is caught defacing and removing. See if you can guess what kind of signs he's removing. That's right, Trump signs, not Biden signs. Dean Smith, for that is indeed his name, no relation to the late, great UNC basketball coach. Meanwhile, as you know, Martha McSally, the Republican senator from Arizona, she's in a real dogfight against the astronaut husband of Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman who was shot a few years back by an anarchist that was described as a Republican for many moons. Speaking of fake news that Twitter and Facebook didn't care about policing. Kelly now has this guy, the Democrat candidate running against McSally, has a press secretary, a deputy press secretary. And it's turned out that on his Twitter feed, he called police in Chicago worthless bleeping pigs. Worthless bleeping pigs. And the week later, after calling the police in Chicago worthless bleeping pigs, he was hired by Mark Kelly. Isn't that nice? The Democrat Senate candidate. In Arizona, and McSally said, it's further proof that Mark Kelly embraces extreme anti-law enforcement ideas and rhetoric, like all the Democrat candidates this year. Anything he tries to say to the contrary is a bunch of hot air. 844-500-4242. Now it's time for the Chump Line.
I tuned in to see the Trump town hall with Savannah Guthrie. Instead, what I saw was my stepmom screaming at my dad.
Did you like her shoes, Grace? By the way, people want to know if you have a review of Savannah Guthrie's shoes.
I didn't notice. I saw that text come in. I really didn't notice, so I have no comment on the shoes.
Wow, Howie, what a generous guy. Here, McKay, take the Eden Pure. Just have it back by Monday.
I don't have any more. I gave away a lot of it to the VIPs up in Boston. I had about five tubes, and every time I did it on the air, one of the VIPs would ask for one, so they're gone. So I'm down to my last tube.
Well, McKay, just bring back the empty tube. You can use all you want. Just bring back the tube.
Did you really say bring
the
tube back?
That went without saying, Taylor. I mean, if he brings back an empty tube, that's all I'm concerned about. It's a prop at this point.
Copy.
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially me, Howie, that you can only leave Chump Line messages from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. But you can be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night. At MatthewsBrothers.com, click on Matthews Carols.
And by the way, I do have a blooper reel of Howie trying to sing the Matthews Brothers Jingle Bells tune. And I took a poll. People didn't want it yesterday. There was too much news. So I'll probably release that on Monday.
Groovy.
Has he sent in his carols yet?
Oh, no. We definitely haven't gotten the right one. They're all bloopers. Like, usually the bloopers go with one that actually was the good shot, but we don't have the good shot yet.
Wow. Joe really knows his...
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I watched the Biden town hall, and it's amazing what they can do with animatronics, isn't it?
Yeah. You would think that George Stephanopoulos would have wanted to ask him a weak question on Hunter Biden. But no. It was verboten to even raise the subject. And now someone tells me that there was one of the network newscasts that at the top of the hour was saying, the FBI is investigating this as Russian disinformation. Well, if it's Russian disinformation, why did Hunter's attorney call the laptop repair shop yesterday and ask for the laptop back?
Howie, Joe Biden calling? Come on, man. Of course I'm not going to openly endorse court packing. But the fact is, when I'm elected to the Senate next month, I'm going to pack that court like Hunter packs his crack pipe. I mean it.
And who's going to help you pack the courts, Nellie or Millie? Those were the two women he referred to in one of his babbles last night in Philadelphia.
China needed a way to funnel money to plugs and at the same time keep it under the rugs. Their scheme went asunder once they recruited Hunter. Never enrich a loser who's strung out on drugs.
Very good. Very good. Plugs, drugs, it works as a limerick.
You dirty rat. You're cutting Joe in for 50%? You dirty rat.
Top of the world, Hunter. Top of the world. Pop. I guess it would be Pop. Top of the world, Pop.
My dad just texted me and said, why aren't I getting 50%? He does help me with my columns, so, I mean.
I was thinking that myself. What if I went to my kids and said, from now on, you guys are all kicking up 50% to Pop?
I can assure you they would laugh in your face.
They would. They would.
So if the McCloskeys had fired a couple warning shots into the air, everything would have been fine.
You know what? That's right. Exactly. That's what Joe Biden said. Joe Biden said earlier that all you have to do is fire warning shots into the air. And the wife, her gun wasn't even a working piece. And she's still indicted by the Soros-controlled district attorney in St. Louis County.
Lovey, that Amy Comey Barnett performed rather well for a non-Ivy Leaguer. I was particularly impressed by her lack of notes. Genghis Carr can't even recite his phone number without it written down for him.
Hey now. 774, did they find out the name and story of the amazing patriot who sat behind the president nodding her head? I just said it. It's, her name is Mayra, M-A-Y-R-A, Jolie, J-O-L-I. She's from Santo Domingo originally, and she's been over here for a while. She's a licensed attorney, and she's been in beauty contests, and she's a big fan of Donald Trump's. And I'm sure she's being doxxed and trolled and really just generally harassed today down in Miami-Dade.
So since it looks like Joe Biden did exactly what Trump was impeached for, if he wins the election next month, can we immediately impeach him?
I know. You know, 19 House Republicans sent a letter to the FBI, and they said, you've had this computer since December. The impeachment didn't start until January. I mean, do you think you could have provided some exonerating evidence to the Trump administration, which you all are employees of? Trump is your boss. It's a line agency in the federal government. And they were just sitting on it, that Biden had done what Trump was being impeached for, and Trump didn't do anything, but Biden did?
Hunter Biden gets caught with a crack pipe. Hunter's computer releases smoking gun emails. Joe Biden caught in the lie regarding business deals with Ukraine. Somehow, I can't help but think this is all Trump's fault.
It is. It is. And remember, too, repeat after me, like all the network newscasts, like all the mainstream legacy newspapers. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the weekdays, and we may or may not play your message. The number to call is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time, or we might play it later on in Chop Chumps. That's our podcast that we put together after the show. Chop Chumps, get Chop Chumps, leftover Chump Line messages wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding everyone, especially Howie, that you can only leave Chump Line messages from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. But you can be like Taylor, Teddy, Linda, Christopher, and many others, and leave your Matthews Carol submissions any time of the day or night at MatthewsBrothers.com and click on Matthews Carols.
You dirty rat. You're cutting Joe in for 50%? You dirty rat.
That's quite a cut, you know? Usually the boss of the outfit, the crew chief, doesn't demand 50%. That's greedy.
I mean, I said it yesterday. Kris Jenner gets 10%.
Yeah. It's...
And she doesn't pull any punches.
I guess when your child has caused you as much grief as Hunter has to Joe, 50% isn't that big of an ask.
And he would never have a job like that if it weren't for Joe, so...
No. He would... he'd be a wino. He is a wino. He's just an affluent wino. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ken's Place in Scarborough, Maine. Stop by today and have one of my favorite world-famous batter-dipped fried clams. They are the best in the world. That's Ken's Place on Route 9 in Scarborough, Maine. Maria's Finest Italian Restaurant in Portland, Maine is worth the trip for their amazing meatballs alone. I'm talking about the best meatballs I've ever had. Mmm, outstanding. Maria's is owned and chef-operated with many specialties, including homemade pasta and sauce. Known for their eggplant parmesan and seasonal favorites like their pumpkin ricotta gnocchi, you won't leave hungry. Portland's Maria's is rated number 20 in the country among the best Italian-American restaurants. Check out their extensive menu at mariasrestaurant.com. Visit today and be part of the family. Do you have no water, poor water quality, or low pressure? This is Howie Carr. Call the water experts serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Skillings and Sons. They're ready with 24-hour service and a fleet of trucks stocked with parts to make sure you're not without water. With over 50 years of experience, they take pride in having a family of employees that are the best in the business. For all things water, Skillings and Sons is there for you. SkillingsandSons.com.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
The Republican National Committee has today filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission, FEC, claiming that Twitter's unprecedented censoring of the New York Post bombshell Hunter Biden expose amounted to a, quote, illegal corporate in-kind political contribution, unquote, to Joe Biden's campaign. Mm-hmm. It accuses the Silicon Valley giant of being a, quote, a partisan actor run by partisan Democrats. I would say a partisan bad actor run by partisan Democrat bad actors after it blocked users from sharing a link to the Post reporting, even blocking the account of White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, among others, after they posted it. They blocked the access to people all over the country. They blocked Jim Lyons, the Republican chairman in Massachusetts. They blocked his access after he tried to post it. Respondent is engaged in arguably the most brazen and unprecedented act of media suppression in this country's history, and it is doing so for the clear purpose of supporting the Biden campaign, the complaint read. Good. Glad to hear it.
Can I say something that's a little negative?
What's that?
I mean, what does it all mean? They'll drag these people to Capitol Hill. They'll do the whole, you know, rigmarole, and then nothing happens.
I
don't want to be a downer, but I know everyone's thinking that.
Put them on notice. It's better than nothing, you know? Make them come up with $50 bail, you know? Make them hire a lawyer. Make them go to court on Monday. Like, you know, sometimes you just have to, if you're a cop, you just have to hassle somebody who's making an ass out of themselves.
That's a good point.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Nauset Beach Inn on Cape Cod. They've upgraded the bandwidth on their website so you can now get the same special that they promoted last Friday. And it's a great special. Get a $200 Ocean View room for just $100 with code word Ocean View. Go to NausetBeachInn.com, N-A-U-S-E-T, BeachInn.com, and click store and use code word Ocean View to claim your half-price gift certificate. This is a hell of a deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should police officers try to shoot their attackers in the leg?
only if they want to get shot themselves or hit over the head or stabbed or something. No, of course not. It's ridiculous.
I think there are a lot of attackers voting in our poll today. 31% say yes, that's exactly where they should be aiming.
You know, the poll question didn't come here to be made sport of today, folks. You know, this is a pretty easy one. And that 31% is not getting the right answer. All right. 844-500-4242. 11 hacks, leaks, and hoaxes that Twitter and Facebook didn't throttle because they hate Trump. We're not going to have time for all of these. But President Trump's call with the Ukrainian president, that was leaked. That was improperly leaked. That was illegally leaked. President Trump's tax returns. That was an even more egregious breach of the the federal code. That's against the law, and the New York Times got it. Michael Flynn phone call, this was in 2017, that was illegally leaked to the Washington Post. They didn't stop that. The Steele dossier used to set up Russiagate, that was totally fraudulent. Talk about unverified. They made that up out of thin air. Donald Jr. WikiLeaks emails, they made that up. All BS. Atlantic claims of Trump bad-mouthing military. Secret recordings of Melania Trump. We're running out of time.
Hey, Howie Carr. I see you got a haircut again.
Yes, I did, Grace. It looks good, doesn't it?
It definitely looks better than that haircut you got a few years ago before you met the president. Remember that bad buzz cut, Howie?
Geez, you love bringing that up, don't you?
Well, I just think that your bad haircut was a true testament to the wonderful work of Dr. Hines at DiStefano Hair Restoration. Because even though you looked crazy at the time, your hair grew back, and now you look as dapper as ever.
That's true. Dr. Hines did such a wonderful job on my hair. I love waking up every day not worrying about bald spots or a dreaded comb over. I now have a thick head of hair, and the best part of it is, it's my hair. Getting a DiStefano hair restoration was the best decision I ever made.
Well, besides hiring me, right, Howie?
Like I said, Grace, it was the best decision I ever made.
You heard him, guys. Go to hairman.com to get the hair you've always wanted. Get hair like Howie's. Go to DiStefano Hair Restoration. They have 5 locations in New England, and they are open for business. That's hairman.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All right. It's Friday evening. It's the end of a long week, and it's the third hour, the bottom of the third hour. You know what time that means. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
You know how it works. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny items or stories from the police log or the police blotter, whatever they call the police column in your local daily or weekly newspaper, or it can just be a standalone story about the police. And you send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can fax them to us. I don't have the fax number in front of me right now. But we don't get many faxes anymore. We just keep that up for old time's sake. So send in any kind of funny story you've got from the police log or the police blotter, anything involving the local constabulary. At this time each Friday, we read the best entries of the week, in our opinion, and the two winning entries get a nice prize. What do they get this weekend, Grace?
They will get a copy of your book, What Really Happened.
Okay. Or maybe Rat Man. Maybe we should do Rat Man.
You know what, Howie? You are the boss.
We'll give you a copy of Rat Man. And again, if you want to read up on Whitey Bulger, whose name is being mentioned now because his nephew is one of Hunter Biden's business associates, and you don't know much about the story, the sordid story of Whitey Bulger, this is the book you want to get, Rat Man. It's available at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
Okay, I'm going to start with a story that I thought was going to be a winner, but I got an influx of great stories this week. So due to the cornucopia of other stories I'm dealing with, I had to put this one on the back burner. Here we go. These are the runners-up. They do not win a prize.
Was there a cornucopia or a trove of great stories?
There was a treasure trove of great stories today. Plane passenger caught smuggling gold nuggets in his bum to avoid taxes.
Nuggets in his bum. Well, I guess that's easier than smuggling ingots.
This is a cheap bastard. This guy makes John Kerry's boat situation look like nothing. Indian airport authorities literally struck gold when they spotted a man walking oddly and discovered that he had 2 pounds in bullion shoved into his bum. The Go Air passenger arrived from Dubai on Tuesday.
What was it called? Goat Air?
No, Go Air.
Okay.
He tried to avoid paying an 18% tax on his precious nuggets by smuggling them where the sun don't shine. Officials at the Air Intelligence Unit mined the stash, worth about $60,000 from the unidentified smuggler's butt. Another passenger.
So he saved under $12,000. That's pretty painful. I mean, that's a lot of money, but that's a pretty painful way to save money like that.
Another passenger on the same flight was caught carrying more than 3 pounds of gold, though officials did not disclose if that traveler had concealed it in the same way. Ugh, and they have pictures of the gold, and it's so disgusting.
Ugh. Okay.
No, that just gave Howie the chills. His little hot can't take no more. Florida duo named Dumbest Thieves of the Week.
Are these Florida men?
These are two Florida men from Ocala.
Oh, that's where the president is today.
I hope he doesn't run.
I wonder if they were at the rally.
Decades of politicians spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations.
There he is. I wonder if he's addressing the Florida men.
Two men.
They look like Biden voters to me.
Two men in Central Florida, Robert Hobby and Marcus Reeves, went from Ocala and the surrounding area, breaking into stores, stealing cigarettes and lottery tickets. But they left behind a shoe and some tools. Also, Reeves.
They left behind one shoe?
Yes.
That was very careless of them.
Reeves left behind his wallet and his driver's license. Deputies went to his house and knocked on the door. The sheriff's office said he confessed. Now he and Hobby are in jail, facing a total of 14 charges.
Well, that answers the question. They're not at the rally.
No, unfortunately. We'll have to miss it. Serial shoplifter caught stealing gummy bears and a case of Mike's Hard Lemonade. 32-year-old Brandon King was...
Did they go well together, Grace? Gummy bears and hard cider?
I think gummy bears pair better with like a rosé. I think I saw that once on
hard lemonade, excuse me, not hard cider.
Oh, don't some people drop Skittles into their beer or something like that, or into their vodka? Or is it gin?
That's a New Bedford thing, Taylor. Grace and I don't know anything about that.
Tell us more about that, Taylor.
It's a very ratchet thing to do, you're saying?
32-year-old Brandon King was charged with theft of property after a Walgreens employee reported him to officers for neglecting to pay for his gummy bears and case of hard lemonade. Metro Nashville police were informed that he stole the Mike's Hard Lemonade and the Haribo.
There's a lot of nasty stuff's been going on in Nashville for about the last year or so.
Yeah, honestly, there has been, because this thing, The Scoop, where I get all this Nashville stuff, they have tons and tons and tons of stories.
Nashville is going the way of Florida.
It says when officers caught Brandon, he was brought back to the Walgreens and two employees confirmed he was the one who stole the items. Soon after being read his rights, he admitted to stealing the items due to the fact that he only had $2 and could not afford the $11 purchase. That's when you have to say to yourself, what's more important? Because you can get the gummy bears for $2.
Yeah, but I don't think that – I think the gummy bears were the add-on. I think he was really looking for the hard lemonade.
Boyfriend battered after sex rejection. This is also in Florida. A Florida woman is behind bars for allegedly attacking her 69-year-old boyfriend after he refused to perform a sex act on her.
Where was this?
This was in, it doesn't say, it just says Florida. You know what, Howie? It's near Largo.
Okay.
Largo.
Other side of the state.
Catania Jordan was arrested following...
Catania?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was arrested following a 3 a.m. disturbance yesterday with her longtime boyfriend. The man told police that he had been arguing with Jordan in reference to the defendant smoking crack. Jordan, the man, was high and began... Oh, no, no. Jordan's the woman. She was high and began yelling at him to, you know, get it on type deal.
I thought her name was Catania.
Catania Jordan.
Oh.
The victim, however, declined Jordan's request, prompting her to allegedly begin hitting and scratching him. Jordan has been arrested for striking her pregnant daughter, hitting her brother-in-law in the head with a thrown iron. What's a thrown iron? And smacking her boyfriend with a glass vase.
I don't know. How does it spell?
A thrown iron?
How's thrown?
Is that a plunger?
Oh, a thrown iron. Like a throne. It's been thrown.
I don't know. Okay. I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Not like a throne. There were many gunshots, witnesses say, of officer-involved shooting in Hollywood. A 41-year-old man...
Hollywood, Florida or California?
I believe this is Hollywood, Florida. Yes, it's Hollywood, Florida, because it's the South Florida Sun Sentinel. A 41-year-old man shot by Hollywood officers Monday night in a residential beachside neighborhood had been wandering around waving a gun and pointing the weapon at a man passing by on a bicycle.
You know what I say about this?
What?
Hooray for Hollywood.
Hooray for Hollywood. Police originally said the man was naked. But. Unfortunately for Police Blotter Facts Friday, they retracted that critical detail. Well, nobody. This is one of my favorite
stories. Taylor, we're getting several messages here on the text line saying that Joe Biden was particularly non-compos mentis today in Michigan. Can we see if we can pull some stuff up for the final hour?
Yeah, we heard that he said he wanted some more prescription jugs.
Again?
Yeah, well, we're going to keep an eye out for it.
He's going to create a lot of jobs. Donald Trump creates jobs. Joe Biden says he's going to create the jobs.
I guess that means
he's shipping them to China, so he's got to put them in a crate.
I tweeted about this earlier, but for some reason, Biden cuts are very hard to come by on Twitter today.
Something about why they shut down yesterday.
I think something's up.
So, before I get to these other runners-up, I want to let everyone know that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. They have the best bread in the business, and you should check them out at your local markets. Everyone knows Joe Piantedosi. He comes on the show a lot. He's wonderful, so make sure you try out their delicious bread. So this is a story I really enjoy, Howie, because it's very coronavirus current because of the homeschooling they're doing now on the computers, all the tech. Two Bay Area teachers on leave after allegedly forgetting to log out of the class and criticizing students. Okay, so two teachers have been placed on leave after the district says it received a complaint that the teachers were caught speaking negatively about students.
Is one of these teachers named Steve Scully?
The incident occurred Thursday after a distance learning English class was filmed and posted to Facebook by a parent of one of the students. So this was the audio they captured, okay? One of the teachers started calling the students technologically illiterate, to which another replied, "Older staff members will say these kids are so technologically advanced." And I'm like, "No, they're bleeping not." The first teacher can then be heard saying,
"These guys were technologically advanced because they forgot to turn off their computer." Oh,
yes.
That's great.
The first teacher can then be heard saying, "The things that impress them," meaning the older teachers, "the things that impress them are so sad. Oh, you're impressed that a kid can record a TikTok? It's literally one button." And then one of the parents commented, "Do you know you're still being recorded?" A lot of these kind of stories are coming up. And lastly, before we go to break, I would like to let you know that we have a Framingham story. Even though we're in Florida right now, we love to keep it local. A 20-year-old woman faces multiple charges after state police said she led troopers on a high-speed chase on the Massachusetts Turnpike this Thursday. They said Carla Jofre Pina of Dorchester was driving...
Probably Pina.
Was I'm driving guessing. More than 100 miles per hour and had no license plates.
Did she have a driver's license?
I think so. Oh, and also, Howie, lastly, and then I'll really be done until we get back. Man charged with first-degree murder after mountain lions eat victim's remains near Tucson.
Tucson?
Tucson?
Is this it?
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't familiar with any mountain lions in Italy. That's why I was. That's why.
Hey, I'm gonna eat your body.
Hey, I'm gonna eat you unless you give me some ravioli and meatballs.
What's the matter for you, eh?
Okay, so besides my horrible pronunciation, it's not a funny story because the guy did die. But I do find it interesting that this guy. He must have sicked the mountain lions on this guy he killed to make it look like they were eaten, but then they found him in the dead man's car, and they figured it out.
I think I want to read that story.
Was Carol Baskin involved at all?
Why, Howie? I just explained it perfectly. What could you possibly learn from this? Under the Tuscan sun, as they say.
All right. I wonder if there are any mountain lions in Genoa or Sicily. Naples.
Those are the mafia mountain lions.
Or are they only in Tuscany, I guess. Okay. All right, we'll be right
Tucson.
Back.
Tucson.
Gonna offer him a T-bone, he can't refuse.
Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing on their savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. It is just a great, great way to purify the air wherever it needs to be purified, whether it's in the kitchen or a musty basement or where a dog sleeps or where somebody smokes. It gets rid of the toughest odors, and it's very, very easy, and it works like a charm.
And we don't have one here, but it's literally probably around this size, Howie. That's how big it is. It's very easy to plug in. It doesn't take up any room, and Yeah.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, or a couple of weekends ago now, I saw my daughter Carol, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home in the burbs. She said, does it really work? I said, of course it does. You're not going to believe it. If you bought one for your home and realize how good it is and you want another one and you'd like to give one away to somebody you know, this is the perfect chance. Take advantage of the BOGO offer. Buy one for a family member like I'm going to do for Carolyn, and you get one for yourself as well. BOGO. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, and with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr. We'll be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Aviva Trattoria. From their famous chicken parm to their gluten-free menu, Aviva Trattoria has it all, with locations in Marlboro, Westford, Wrentham, and Maynard. Stop in today or find them at AvivaTrattoria.com.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
An independent analysis found that my plan will slash the cost of prescription drugs by 60%.
I wouldn't know. I've never bought any prescription drugs. That was this afternoon in Michigan. One of the texters said it was so bad that CNN just kind of pulled out of it and pure chagrin and just went back to the regular programming.
I can't say anything today. I've lost my right to criticize Joe Biden today.
You know, Tucson is one of the famous wine regions of Italy, and they have wild boars there too. Not mountain lions, they have wild boars.
I never claimed to be a scholar. I'm an entertainer. Anyway, guys, here are our winners. None of them are in Tuscany or in Tucson. More trouble for suspect who gave cops name that did not pass the smell test. A Florida woman was arrested for trespassing. She was hit with a second criminal charge when, after being asked to identify herself, she repeatedly told cops that her name was "My Butt Just Farted." Melinda Lynn.
Where was this?
St. Petersburg, not St. Petersburg, Russia.
That's why I live in Palm Beach.
Melinda Lynn Guerrero was collared Wednesday evening after refusing to leave a mobile gas station. Following her,
sure, of course it was a gas station.
Following her arrest, Guerrero refused to provide her name to police, according to a criminal complaint. Cops asked multiple times, but defendant repeatedly said, "My name is My Butt Just Farted." Officers subsequently identified Guerrero as the accused trespasser, likely due to the fact that her photo and fingerprints are on file in connection with a series of arrests over the past several years. Also, she has Guerrero tattooed on her back.
At least it's not on her neck.
Yeah. And now for our final
story. Yeah, incidentally, she's guilty, in case anyone was wondering. What were the names of the mountain lions, by the way?
Smokey and Bandit.
Giuseppe.
Yeah, Tony Soprano.
Veto. They killed. They put down those mountain lions too. The mountain lions. They just saw a free meal. I mean, it was left for them, this body, and then they got shot for eating the body.
It would be a perfect crime if he didn't go in the guy's car.
Look what they did to my kitty cats.
Delta passenger wakes up to North Carolina pasture peeing on her.
This is a very strange story.
A Michigan woman.
Apparently, the pastor had an adverse reaction to a drug. I'm wondering if it was vodka or gin.
Communion wine?
He's using the old, like, sleeping pill situation, which is very Kennedy, I think, right? To say, oh, I was, you know, on a sleeping pill.
I didn't know Gropey Baker had become a pastor.
A Michigan woman says she woke up to someone urinating on her while she was on a Delta flight home to Detroit from Las Vegas. That someone happened to be a well-known pastor. Alicia Beverly told the Detroit TV station that the incident happened Monday night on a red-eye flight. She says most of the people on the plane were asleep at the time. She was sitting at the back of the plane next to her sister.
I would hope they were asleep, because otherwise wouldn't they have given her a heads up?
She felt something warm. Like on the side of me, I felt something warm. I jump up.
She said, is it raining in here?
She said, I jump up and I seen his private area out and I screamed and that woke everybody up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shake himself off and I'm just like, this man just peed on me. I looked up and there was a puddle of pee in the seats. Case closed.
Can somebody shout amen? I'm Howie Carr.
Here's how it works with my retirement accounts, and I'll bet yours too. If your 401k, your SEP, your IRA, whatever, is going up, you probably don't think very much about it, right? But if it's going down, well, there's nothing much else you can think of. So for the last couple of years, none of us have been worrying much about those quarterly statements. But lately, it's gotten a little worrisome. It's not that bad, not yet anyway, but what goes up must come down. Now is the time to start thinking about adjusting your investments. Gold and silver have always been a hedge against stock market volatility. Uncertainty about the future has traditionally meant rising prices for precious metals. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company I trust. Give Orion a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling Orion Metal Exchange now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 800-912-2300. That's 800-912-2300.